welcome back to the Beef Stew Podcast. Today is our lunch special. It's lunchtime for Chrissy.
Yep, I get no lunch today because I do this instead.
I'm gonna grab the sandwich.
Alright, so today we're gonna continue our series.
We're back on that
on our
shit.
Rankings. So we're first gonna take a look at my list.
If you haven't noticed your list first. Already, it's Wii / Wii U.
Yes. Let's take a look at your list that I'm sure you spent a lot of time typing up.
I spent like 10 minutes. It's not in order, by the way.
So, I'm already looking at yours, and I can tell there's some stuff. We actually have a pretty similar list.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Wii and Wii U, so.
Pretty standard.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at your list. So I'm going to need you to highlight and move things for today.
Okay.
So go ahead and highlight Super Mario 3D World and Galaxy.
As what color?
Green.
You said Super Mario 3D World and Mario Galaxy?
Yeah, and Wii Sports.
What the hell?
There. So, looking at... Now, we've taken a gander. Let's see some of the other stuff on your list. You got Mario and Sonic. So, first... Number one, you got Super Mario 3D World. Number two, you have Mario Galaxy. Number three, you have Wii Sports / Wii Sports Resort. Number four, you have Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Number five, you have Mario Maker. Number six, you have Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. Number seven, you have Rock Band. Number eight, you have Rayman Legends. Number nine, you have Yoshi's Woolly World. And number 10, you have Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yes, sir.
So let's go ahead. I just know those are green because I know those are on my list. Let's go ahead and take a look at my list now.
Okay.
So, number one, I have Mario Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Number two, I have Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Number three, I have Mario 3D World. Number four, I have Wind Waker HD. Number five, I have the Kirby Collection, which was for the Wii. Number six, I have Guitar Hero 3. Number seven, I have Nintendo Land. Number eight, I have Hyrule Warriors. Number nine, I have Sonic Colors. And number 10, I have Wii Sports. Mm-hmm. We can go ahead and let's go back to your list. We can go ahead and highlight. Is there not something? Okay, never mind. We already did Wii Sports. We got that highlighted. Yeah. So I think besides those three, now we're up for debate. Let's go ahead and go to the top, like the official list. Let's go ahead and 1, 2, and 3. I don't think this is where these are going to rank, but let's just go ahead and put the ones we have highlighted.
Oh, the official list?
Yeah, on the official list. I just know they're going to be up there. We may change the ranking. Put them on 8, 9, and 10.
Are you typing or am I?
I'm going to need you to do this one.
Okay. 8, 9, and 10, like the first three?
Yeah.
Can you read them?
Again, we'll read... So there's Wii Sports... Super Mario Galaxy.
It's fucking with the OBS. Because of my hotkeys. Mario Galaxy.
Super Mario 3D World. Or just put Mario 3D World or whatever.
Okay.
So... I think now we have some debate here. My first one I want to tackle is Guitar Hero versus Rock Band. Not where it ranks, but which one goes on the list.
Guitar Hero versus Rock Band?
Guitar Hero 3. Now, did you ever play that for the Wii?
I think so, but I think my favorite Guitar Hero personally was 2 for the PS2.
See, here's my thought here. I think Guitar Hero 3... was really ingrained in Wii. Like, most people who had a Wii had that guitar that plugs in.
I feel that stuff. Way for Rock Band, though. Like, I feel but like I feel Rock Band was made for Wii because of the different instruments.
See, I think Rock Band will make next, like, the PS3 list.
You know what else there was that I didn't even think about?
What?
Just Dance.
I was going to put it, but I didn't know how you were going to feel about it.
No, we played the shit out of that game.
I'm honestly I not going to be beefed if we put that on the list. Yeah, let's put on, let's put on number seven. Just Dance is getting there. Which one?
The first one, of course.
Yeah. That's like the only Wii game they still make to this day.
Yeah. So we got to decide between Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
I say Guitar Hero, and then because I know Rock Band, for me it was going to end up on my PS3 list.
I don't know about that. I never played it for the PS3. We always played it on.
You know, I'll give you Rock Band because I feel like Guitar Hero. I do agree. It does align more with PS2, so we'll probably put that on there when we get there. So I'll go ahead and let you put number six at Rock Band. Shout out, by the way, they had some good, like, I miss those type of games.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it came out during the peak of Wii. And I just know Wii was more of a family system, so I see that more as...
It's how a lot of games on our list are, too. Like,
yeah,
I've got two games on my list that really aren't. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love Guitar Hero 3, but that just felt like more of a solo game, and I think that's why it pairs up more with, like, PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 2.
I agree. That's a good point. Band Hero is another good one, but I'd say Rock Band's better because you could download games onto it.
Yeah.
It was one thing that you could continuously download songs, as to where those games, like, if you wanted more songs, you'd have to buy the newest version.
And that was, like, the first game to really give competition to Guitar Hero and stuff. And the fact that they added drums and a microphone and you could add a second guitar all in the same thing was just so mind-blowing.
So did you ever, so Kirby Collection.
Yeah, what is that?
So there was a Wii game that was a Kirby Collection that had Superstar from the Super Nintendo, Crystal Shard from the, I'm pretty sure that's what that's called, from the Nintendo 64. And it had two of the Kirby Game Boy games. One was from NES, one was Game Boy. But it was like a collection, like a Super Mario All-Stars, but it had, to me, I had more fun playing that than those games individually on their own systems or in other things like the Switch stuff. So I personally think it deserves a spot. I think collections are great. But when you can cross-generation collection, like if there's this Mario one that's coming out, like I have no problem putting this Kirby collection on there. Now, Epic Yarn, I just don't know. I don't know if that game's good enough to be on the list.
Hmm.
And honestly, adding Just Dance, I would not mind leaving out a Kirby game for the Wii.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, it wasn't mind-blowing, but I just thought it was a fun game.
What else do you have? So you have Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, and I have Sonic Colors.
Yeah, I never played Sonic Colors.
Sonic Color, did you ever play Sonic Generations?
A little bit. I played it on Steam.
Did you like the modern Sonic levels?
No.
Okay. So I'm fine then putting Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, because that's a good choice.
Okay.
I noticed, though, you do not have... Another thing I want to be careful of, we've only got one Wii U game on here.
We do?
Yeah, we only have 3D World.
Mario Maker was Wii U?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, well, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And so was Captain Toad.
Captain Toad, I don't know if it's going to make it on there.
And Rayman Legends. You don't think Captain Toad?
No, just because of... I think we need a Zelda game on there.
I'm going to go ahead and read out Yoshi's Woolly World. I don't think that one's going to make it. It's just an honorable mention. And then which one of yours are we getting rid of? Guitar Hero 3?
Guitar Hero 3.
Kirby Collection?
Kirby Collection.
Nintendo Land?
So did you ever play that for the Wii U? It was like the launch title?
I did, but I think Wii Sports kind of negates that one.
That's fair. You didn't include Brawl, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Because I figured we had a Smash game for Switch.
I think the only one I don't think will make it on each list. So, like, when GameCube is there, I think... because, again, this is the top 10 of just generation. Doesn't necessarily mean we have to consider it for the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it deserves a spot.
What, Brawl?
Yeah.
And we only have 4 spots left.
I think we need Brawl, a Zelda game, and then the other two we can kind of figure out. Like, I think Wind Waker HD, like, is the best Zelda game on each system, honestly.
You don't think you would put that for GameCube, though?
No, the HD version's better.
Hmm.
And that's what, like, one of the big, like, games with the Wii U was.
I mean, I remember playing it, but I honestly never really got into Zelda until Breath of the Wild.
See, I did, though. Like, I'm big into that franchise.
Okay, so for the sake of the Zelda fans out there, let's just include it.
Yeah. I don't think Mario, or I don't think when we get to the N64 list, by the way, the reason we're combining these is because it's supposed to be by generation. And like, once it got to the Wii era, they kind of like split it in half there. So,
yeah. Did we include Mario and Sonic Olympics?
Yeah, it's number 5. It's already on there.
And then...
So we have 2 slots left.
So, I think we can get rid of Rayman Legends.
So, it's between Mario Maker, Captain Toad, Hyrule Warriors.
And Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy's already on there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Mario Galaxy 2 isn't, though. But honestly, I'm fine with just having the one.
Yeah. And that's one I haven't played either, but I've wanted to. And I'll just take your word for it that it's a good game.
Yeah, I just, when that collection comes out, just pick it up then.
Now, my beef with Hyrule Warriors, I get it, it's a Zelda game, but to me, it's just another, what are those, Dynasty games?
Yeah,
and
here's another thing.
I played a shit ton of those on my PS2, but those were just kind of hack and slash mind-numbing games to me. That's why I don't think it's really that great of a game. There's not really much to it.
Now, here's a game that we don't have. There's 2 games I can think that we don't have on either list, but I don't know if either one makes the list. We don't have... I guess there's 3. We don't have any Pikmins on there.
Yeah, I was going to put Pikmin on there because I know people love those games, but I honestly never played one besides the first one, and I was too young when I played the first one, didn't really understand it.
We didn't put New Super Mario Bros. Wii or Wii U on there.
Care for those.
We'll do a thing like the epilogue to this whole series, like a bonus when it's all done. We'll do like just a thing of handheld games.
Okay,
that'll be like the epilogue, because I don't think any of them are good enough to make the final list anyways.
Yeah.
So that's where that'll go. And we don't have any of the Metroid games.
Were there any notable ones made for these systems though?
No, because Metroid Other End's not very good.
So, I think Mario Maker should be up there, for sure. Like, people love that game.
Yeah, Mario Maker, I'd go ahead and put up there.
So, we have 1 spot left.
And another game we do not have. We don't have Animal Crossing.
I don't think there were any notable ones on these systems, though. Like, the big one was on GameCube.
Yeah, GameCube and Switch, really. But so we got one more slot. I'm trying to think before we just look at what we have. Before we... I'm just trying to think of anything we're missing. Because I'm really trying to think about Wii U right now.
Are there any blacked out ones that you want to include? If you go back?
Well, I'm trying to think. We don't have any indie games, and I think the Wii U had a lot of good ones. I just... Any that you played on the Wii U, though?
I'm trying to think of what all we had.
I honestly didn't play the Wii U that much. Twilight Princess, I don't think deserves to be on the... Like, that Kirby game, like, either Kirby game, I think, makes it on number four.
Yeah.
I can't think... Like, Paper Mario, I don't think so.
What about Donkey Kong?
Okay, yeah. That's... I'm just... That's one we should. We should put one of those on there. But which one?
You mean like the...
Tropical Freeze or just Returns?
Oh, what about the drum one?
No.
That kind of shook people up when it came out.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good point, though. The Donkey Kong Country Returns and Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Those, one of those really should make it. Those were both good. Was I that, think Tropical Freeze, though.
Was that your Discord or mine?
What?
I don't know. I just got a Discord notification, I think.
Oh, well. Excuse us.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to do Tropical Freeze.
Yeah. Which will probably end up being number 10 on our list. So now we got to organize them.
Okay.
What's last?
Last is... Oh, Rock Band.
You think so?
Yeah. Easy.
I think Tropical Freeze because it took us a minute. There's a reason it was on neither one of our lists and we didn't, we're just not familiar enough, but okay. It deserves to be on there. I just know that.
And that's fair because I think 3D World is definitely number one.
You think so?
Yeah.
You haven't played Galaxy, but like I'm also fine with that.
3D World is just... There's just something to it, man, that was
just so fun. Great. I played it again recently. Like, I put my Wii U and I just plugged it in after that collection was, in, like, pretty much announced
by like, rumors and stuff. I played it late, too. Like, I played that game in college after Caitlin got a Wii U, and a guy, it was like a bundle that she bought it from, just had the game on it, and I played it, and I just couldn't stop playing.
It's fun.
Yeah.
This is tough. So I say number 9. I agree. I think maybe Rock Band. Okay, so what's better, Rock Band or Just Dance?
Just Dance.
Which one you think Just Dance is better?
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like I played that more with like my family and stuff. I still play that with the Hawks today. The fact it still sells deserves a spot.
And I think Just Dance is next.
Yeah, I think Wii Sports is, like, number 2.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. God, I used
like,
to...
Like, no disrespect.
I used to play...
If you really think about it, that game's amazing.
Yeah. Boxing, bowling.
Even golf. I played, like, everything on there. Baseball.
That was just... All that stuff was free.
Fun. Yeah, it came with the system. It was, like, one of its best games.
You could just play that shit forever.
I remember when the Wii came out, like, I got it because I like video games and stuff, and then, like, my aunt, who doesn't play games at all, we were over there one, like, she came over one time and played bowling. That alone, like, that Wii Sports was enough to, like, they got one.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because it was so fun.
The Wii was such an innovative system. Like, it was a household console.
Everybody loved it. And loved it, too. Like, I don't know anyone who didn't have a Wii who didn't like playing it. Like, I knew everyone had a Wii.
You know what else we forgot?
What?
Wii Fit.
See, I don't think... Like, that's fine, but I don't think it makes this list. It's worth a shout-out, though.
Did you have it, though?
Oh, yeah. I think almost everyone had that, too.
How many people in your household did it call obese?
Like,
everyone. Fuck everyone. It would make your little avatar fat. It used to piss my sister off so much. She'd sit there and, like, weigh herself 50 times. Another little fun story. Ethan's not here to tell it, but I cherish this story that he tells. It's like, the Wii was one of the first consoles he bought by himself. And I just remember he said him and his sister would work all summer and saved up their money just to buy a Wii. And he seems so proud. Him and Paisley both seem so proud and love the Wii so much. So I think that's a Wii flies under the radar sometimes with all the distractions of other console games, but really is a great system.
That's why I like the Switch so much. It, like, took the good elements of, like, the Wii and Wii U and made it, like, a little perfect baby.
I don't think they utilize that enough, though. Like, they kind of did it with ARMS and Nintendo Labo, but...
Not to get sidetracked, but there's this Clubhouse Games that's coming out. And I didn't realize, because I thought it was some third-party thing, some random company's making it. It's not. It's a Nintendo game. And everything's, like, Nintendo-themed. But a lot of the game, like, there's, like, bowling's on there, and it looks like Wii Sports Bowling.
Huh.
And I guess
I saw that.
I guess the Switch can handle all the same motion controls as, like, the Wii in those little Joy-Cons. So, like...
Yeah, because isn't there, like, a little infrared camera built into the...
Just like the Wii, except for it's at the bottom of the Joy-Con instead of the top of the...
Well, the receiver is on the Switch dock, isn't it? Well, not the Switch dock, but the Switch itself.
Like, yeah, the console. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the only thing that sucks about that is that you'd have to face your Switch at you if you're going to play on the TV. And the Joy-Cons are imperfect on the Switch. Like, there's a bunch of drift with the left Joy-Cons that they haven't really fixed.
The Wii, though, I love the Wii.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I appreciate it. And yet, like, what, real quick, what was your first console that you bought yourself?
Honestly, I think it was my Switch.
What about your PS4?
No, that was a gift.
See, the PS4 was the first thing. Like, when I got my first job, I was like, that was the first console I bought. Wasn't the first game I bought. I remember, yeah, like, mowing yards and stuff to get, like, I got Skyward Sword. Which, kind of disappointed, but still a fun game.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember getting my first job on the PS4. I immediately bought that. Like, as soon as I got, I was like, I want to double 400 and get 800, so I'm not depleting my entire account by getting one. And then I immediately got that Last of Us, baby. Anyway, we got to continue. We only got a few more minutes.
Yep. So, we're at number 7.
I'd say put Mario Galaxy number 3. How's that feel?
Oh. Okay.
I think this was Mario's console, by the way.
For sure. I mean, which Nintendo system hasn't been Mario's console?
See, I still think, like, until this that remaster officially comes out, I think the Switch is pretty Zelda-dominated right now.
But if you... even with Odyssey...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if you think of past consoles, the first games that come to your mind are Sunshine or 64.
Yeah, but with the Switch, it's like Breath of the Wild. And yeah, you have Odyssey, but you also have Link's Awakening.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I feel like people almost associate Animal Crossing more. But then again, Mario Kart, I don't know. Oh, shoot.
Mario Kart 8.
Yeah, take off Tropical Freeze. Sorry.
I was going to put that on my list, but I thought we'd put that on Switch.
We put Mario Kart 8. No, I'm thinking Mario Kart Wii.
That was Mario Kart 8. Wasn't it?
No. No, the Wii was like the steering wheel. Let me go back up.
Oh.
I think that the Wii one deserves to be on there. It wasn't the best, but I played a lot of it. Switch. That's the same thing with Brawl.
Yeah,
like, the Wii U version of Smash was better, but I played Brawl way more.
So, we're going to put Mario Kart Wii?
Wii, yeah.
So, two Mario Karts all together?
Okay, so when, don't think about that at this point. Just think about the best for the console. Because again, when we get to the top of the generations, it's going to be pretty easy to
I don't think
knock off certain stuff.
Mario Kart Wii is not going to beat Mario Kart 8, though.
Yeah, but does it beat Tropical Freeze?
I
We're
mean,
not worried about the other generational list.
I don't know. I'd have to speak to the Donkey Kong Freeze fans.
I mean, it's up to you, I guess. I just know we don't have too much time, and I'm more concerned about the rankings.
I don't think Mario Kart belongs on this one.
Just put DKTR.
Damn it, my fucking hotkeys. Okay.
So,
Do you think Mario Maker is better than Wind Waker?
I do.
Do you think it's
I
better
think it's
than
a solid
Brawl?
number four. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was also kind of like a.
I think I'll just throw this out there. I think Brawl's number six, Wind Waker's five, Mario and Sonic's number seven.
I can get down with that.
And I think we got a smooth list right there. Got some time, we'll go over what our plans are for the next episode, which I think is going to be way harder than this one.
This is it,
Because there's a lot,
folks.
like, immediate PS3. I've got so many in mind. And if you don't think I'm putting all the Uncharted games on my list, you're nuts. Just kidding. I'll probably have, like, I don't know. We'll get there when we get there. That's gonna be
Well,
nasty.
I can tell you what, all three of those games are not going to make the list. Maybe
No,
one.
especially the first one.
Maybe one of them.
Yeah, because think about with PS3, you got to think too. There's like which Call of Duty makes it on there, if not two.
That was such a massive system.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun one.
I hate to say it, but Madden's got to end up on one of these lists at some point.
Madden? Oh, fuck off. No, no,
2K
no.
games.
Okay, no. You know what needs to end up on the list? It'll be on PlayStation 2.
What's that?
NFL Street.
Ooh, I remember NFL Street. I do remember that. I'd put that on there.
Hell yeah, dude. Those street games were way better than the actual ones. NBA Street. Oh, dude. Man, those games were so much fun.
Let me ask you something. Let me sneak something by you real quick before we end this episode.
Okay.
Which do you think makes what out of this list do you think has any possibility? Like, do you think 3D World has a chance of getting on the final list?
Overall top 10?
Yeah.
Dude, we're gonna have to make that list like top 15, maybe.
No, I think making it top 10 is the fun part about it. That's why, like, filming. Like, if we actually film something that's like edited well, I think if it's hard, it deserves it because it's going to make it more effortful and meaningful.
Yeah.
Because this could be hard. That's what I'm saying. I think after this episode, we're going to start like these individual lists we made, we'll delete. Like, we need to delete our PS4 list and then our Wii and Wii U list. But look at that. That's 30 games we already have. And some of these are straight bangers that I'll be sad to see go.
I know it's gonna be painful to do.
Like when you have to take off Jedi Fallen Order, you're gonna be sad.
Yep.
Because when you do take off Mario 64, of course you're not. We gonna take off Ocarina of Time? No, you're not.
I don't
You're not
know,
gonna do
man.
it.
I might be that wild card. Oh, so are we gonna make our each individual top 10 list for all the games and then come back and make one ultimate one?
Yeah, and let me clarify something. So that's what we're gonna do at the so we're gonna go generation by generation first. So like well, maybe we won't do that. That seems like a lot. So maybe we'll just keep going like each system like we've been doing. And then when we're done, it's gonna be an all time. The rules are going to be though, if it didn't make it on this, so like I can't when I do my list I can't put on something that didn't make our combined list. So I can't put like Sonic Colors on my list. Not that I would, but I can't. If it didn't make it on our one of these like definitive lists we've made between us, it can't go on there.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
Cutthroat.
But at the same time, what makes this fun is you can't think about that when we're making some of these lists. I noticed you were doing that. You're like, well, I don't think it's going to make on the final one. We can't worry about that, honestly. Because it's going to – we're thinking too far ahead, I think, there. But, yeah, that'll be interesting. We'll both come up with our own list. And then we'll have our explanations, and then we'll combine it down. I think some serious arguments are going to be made because we're not even like to some of our best consoles yet. Like I think like PS3 is going to be tough. I think Nintendo 64 is going to be tough. PS2 is going to be tough.
Yeah.
You know, is a Dragon Ball game going to make it on here? We do not know.
Oh.
Which Dragon Ball game is going to make it on there?
Budokai Tenkaichi 3 for sure.
No, Budokai 3. See, we're going to fight.
You can fuck off.
It's going to be fight night. Yeah. It's going to be fight night, I tell you what.
You're a fucking idiot if you think Budokai 3 is better.
But then what makes it on there between that and Fighters? Mm. Yeah, see, I'm telling you, this is not going to be easy.
I don't know. Ratchet and Clank.
It'll be sad to see these go. Jak and Dexter. Does a Jak and Dexter game make it above an Uncharted game? We will not know.
Yes.
Will The Last of Us and Uncharted be on that final list?
Bro, let's just face it. SSX3 is going to be the top dog.
I swear to fuck, if we put that game on there, I'm going to poo myself. See, because we did this before, like, top of all time.
Yeah.
And it was very thrown together, but now that we have, like, things to reference, this is going to be a lot harder.
Yeah.
And more entertaining to watch.
It'll be a fun little playlist to go back and watch, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've listened to all these so far.
Yeah. I don't think I've listened to these.
These will be fun. These will be fun if you binge them, I bet.
Yeah. It'll be a fun little series.
Well, just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we got our Wii and Wii U list done. We'll see you in 2 weeks with this little series. We'll be doing the big boys. Unless Alec finally sacks up and lets us just finish this.
Oh, no. Every other week.
But it'll be the PS3. That'll be
the builds the suspense more.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing PS3 next?
Yeah, PS3 is next.
Oh, buddy.
By the way, caveat, just to make sure, we're not doing Xbox. Is there really anything that you were going to include?
Halo 2. I think we could throw a couple Xbox 360 games and Xbox games into the mix.
Okay, yeah, I'll include that. So if there's anything you want to make it, we'll make a list of our top 10 at the end.
I know there's people that like the Gears series, but I don't think those are top of the line. Maybe Halo 2.
We'll discuss this later, but here's my idea. We'll do our top 10 list of everything at the end. I will give you 5 debatable ones that we can bring back up.
Okay.
But you get 5 and you only get to make your case once. We rule it out. Like, the other person has to agree to your 5.
Okay.
Not all being included, but like one of them. So if you want to put your Halo 2, your SSX, you go for it.
Why don't we just do a top 10 of all of the Xbox games?
I can't.
Okay. Top 5.
I have no Halo.
All I know is Halo.
And I don't count Banjo.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. N64 is going to be hard, dude.
All right.
It's going to be so tough.
Well, that concludes today's episode. We'll see you guys next week for a funny poo-poo.
Regular one.
Funny hot time.
Last of Us 2 spoilers coming at you next week. Be alert.
Fuck no.
Bye.
Bye.